Is Pat Murphy of the Milwaukee Brewers running away with the National League Manager of the Year? And who in the AL deserves the honor? We'll talk about that next on a special happy hour edition of First Pitch. Yes, welcome on into a special happy hour edition of First Pitch on Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Lindsey Crosby, joined as always by Christian Rau, managing editor of InsideTheCardinals.com. And Christian, I want to look at the Manager of the Year races. We've talked about Rookie of the Year. We've talked about MVP. We haven't really discussed Manager of the Year. And I kind of feel like maybe it's because there's not as much drama or attention paid to this, but there's some interesting conversations to be had. The National League Award, going off of the odds, and again, I'm not going to quote this sports book because they don't pay us for that. Although, if you want us to use your sports book, let me know. Pat Murphy of the Milwaukee Brewers, minus 550 odds to win Manager of the Year in the National League. And this is a really interesting race here because there's only four managers even on the board in the National League. Pat Murphy, minus 550. Mike Schilt of the San Diego Padres, plus 360. Rob Thompson of the Philadelphia Phillies at plus 2,500. Carlos Mendoza of the New York Mets at plus 2,500. My first reaction is if we're going to give Carlos Mendoza credit for taking, for getting the Mets into postseason contention a year early, we need to at least put Brian Snitker on the board for taking what feels like the most injured team in baseball and keeping them in a playoff spot. And to not even be on there, I think is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. I think if you're going to put guys like that in there, then yeah, you should put Snitker in as well. I mean, you could even argue that the Phillies shouldn't be there because yes, they've had one of the best records in baseball, but what have they done since the All-Star break? Right. Overall, though, I do think Pat Murphy is the front runner, and I really like what he's done with Milwaukee. Again, at the beginning of the season, I had no hopes for this team after the trade of Corbin Burns, and I think a lot of us were in this boat. After the trade of Corbin Burns, with the injury of Brandon Woodruff, Devin Williams being out, there were so many question marks what was going to happen. They thought Willy Adames was going to be traded before spring training was over, and he found a way to take this team of a young core and turn it into not only a competitive team, but a team that has ran away with the National League Central. Now, I'm not saying that was an easy thing to do or a hard thing to do because the Central hasn't been that great this year. A lot of parity in the middle. But Pat Murphy is doing it. And he's doing it against his former manager, too, Craig Counsell, who's sitting in their division, the Chicago Cubs. So got to give my hats off to Pat Murphy. I think he is running away with the National League Manager of the Year, but there are some other interesting candidates as well, Lindsey. I like what Mike Schlitz doing over in the San Diego Padres. I'd love to have him back in St. Louis. Philosophical differences is why St. Louis got rid of him. Right. Well, if those philosophical differences are winning, I wish we had him back.
Yeah. All right. So Brewers 75-55. It is the third best record in the National League. +111 run differential. Four runs behind Philly, five behind the Dodgers, but they've allowed less runs than both of those teams. They're the only the third team in the NL to score, I'm sorry, fourth team now, to score more than 600 runs this year. And 7-3 in the last 10 games. They've done it both at home and on the road. They're 38-24 at home, 37-31 on the road. They're 37-30 against teams with a record over 500. And I think that's kind of the big thing where they haven't gotten by beating up on the Pirates and beating up on the Reds. And they play other good teams. They have a winning record as well. And not that the Dodgers don't have that and the Phillies don't have that, but I think we can all agree that the Brewers were not in the same stratosphere as the Phillies and the Dodgers as far as overall team talent, expectations this year. And then You alluded to it, but losing Craig Counsell the way that they did, just the local boy announcing, I'm gone, I'm leaving, and going to Chicago was kind of a gut punch. And for them to come in, for them to, you know, to have Pat Murphy in the role and him like, yeah, we're gonna keep on soldiering on despite the injuries, despite the absences, getting Jackson Churio up and being confident enough to leave him in the lineup while he figured it out, losing Christian Yelich, dealing with the trade speculation. I think Pat Murphy's done a fantastic job, and I definitely think he does deserve to be the front runner. I have to question about placing Rob Thompson third. I don't know if the Phillies really, and maybe I'm just colored by one, being a Braves fan, and two, by the second half that they've had. But I don't really see where Rob Thompson deserves a lot of the credit for that offense being as hot as they were and not having the severity of the injuries that a lot of other contenders had to deal with. Yes, they lost Turner for, I want to say, a month or two. Our guy Troy had a great piece about they are a better team when he's not in the lineup. So they lost Harper and Schwarber for like a week each. It feels like Rob Thompson's the one I would take out of the top four if I had to take somebody out.
Yeah, you know, and what's crazy is if they're giving him the credit to be in the manager of the year race because of all the all-stars that the Phillies have had or because of their record, well, Dave Roberts isn't there. And I'm not saying he needs to be, but
right.
Dave Roberts isn't in those odds, and they have the best record in the National League right now.
Yeah.
But I think that they are, you know, when you're thinking of Dave Roberts, you think, well, he has the star power. He has Freddie Freeman. He has Shohei Ohtani. It's the same concept with the Phillies. They had more all-stars this year than anybody. Yeah. So no, I'm with you. I am agreeing. So I think that this is, I think it's a two-man race right now between Pat Murphy and Mike Schilt, but I think Murphy's going to run away with it. But I'm in full agreement with you. I think out of those odds, the fact that Brian Snicker's name's not there is interesting. I think he does deserve to be mentioned.
Yeah. On the Mike Schilt thing real quick. So the Padres 75-58, they are four games back of the Dodgers, one game back of the Diamondbacks. They are second place in the wild card standings, one game behind Arizona. What do the Padres have to do to get Mike Schilt the manager of the year in the National League? Do they have to win the West?
I think so.
It's a regular season only award. It does not count postseason, what you've done in the postseason. So regular season, they have to win the West, right?
Yeah, they're four games back right now. I think postseason would be great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
After, you know, because they lost their manager too, just like Pat Murphy when the, you know, and Craig Counsell, Bob Melvin moved on to a division rival going to San Francisco. So kind of in the same boat there. But I think them winning the West would be something that to keep them in contention just because of how well Pat Murphy's doing in the Central, right? So playoffs won't be good enough for Schilt to keep the catch up. And if the Padres do come back from those four games and overtake the Dodgers and hold on, to me, that is a more impressive feat than what the Brewers are doing in the Central, because the West is a hell of a lot tougher this year.
Yeah. You beat better teams to do it. Yeah. If you want to hear more about the Diamondbacks and the Padres and their chances of catching up to the Dodgers in the West, the end of this morning's episode, the very end of Quick Pitch, we broke down which one we would rather be down the stretch, Padres or Diamondbacks. So go check that out right about the 30-minute mark or so. Okay, switching over to the American League real quick. This is a bigger field. There's seven managers still in this. I'll go from the back. The longest two odds, plus 10,000, Aaron Boone of the Yankees, Joey Espada of the Astros, and then after that, plus 6,000, Brandon Hyde of the Baltimore Orioles, Rocco Baldelli of the Minnesota Twins at plus 2,900, Alex Cora of the Boston Red Sox at plus 1,700, and then your two kind of front runners here, Matt Quatro of the Kansas City Royals at plus 160, and Stephen Vogt of the Cleveland Guardians at minus 240. I feel like Matt Quatro probably deserves it more than Stephen Vogt, but I'm curious to see what you think.
I'm in agreement with you. And I think those are the two that I would put in the front. But I would bring one more up as well. I'll talk about it in a sec. But I'm with you. I think Matt Quatro is the guy that, if I had a vote, he would receive my vote this year. What going from last season, the Royals were not a great team. They add on and they're right in contention. Yes, I think what Cleveland's done is also really impressive too. I didn't have them even being in contention this year. But I really love what Kansas City's doing. Run differential of over 102. They're one of those teams that are just super impressive. But I do think it's between those two. Anything else you want to say for this between these two? Because I got one that I'm kind of got a bone to pick with these odds. Yeah.
Well, okay, so you mentioned the plus 102 run differential for Kansas City. You know what it was last year? Minus 183. They were 56-106. Like, I think people forget
the turnover.
Royals weren't just not good last year. They were behind the White Sox in the standings. They were last place in the Central. They had the second worst record in the American League. And now they are incredibly hot. They're 7-3 in the last 10 games. They have completely turned it around. I think it's going to end up being a 300 run difference in differential between last year and this year. And so it's got to be the Royals. Like, it's got to be Matt Quatro, but I want to hear your bone to pick here you have for this.
Well, Hyde won it last year, right? Brandon Hyde won it last year for the American League. And if I remember correctly, and he's the one that went from a 100 loss team the year before to a 100 win team the year after, or dang near close. The Royals are kind of in that same situation, being one of the bottom teams in the American League. And now we're talking about them being a possible World Series favorite. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but the bone I have to pick is this. I don't think Alex Cora and Baldelli should be as high as they are, personally. And I think Espada should be a lot higher with the Houston Astros for the way that they started this season and having to turn it around. They've had some injury concerns as well, but there you have to give the nod to the manager a little bit in that situation, because this team has turned it around, going down 10 games to the Seattle Mariners. And now we're talking them being up by what, 4 games now. So a 14 game swing. Incredible. I think it was 5 games at one point. So you're talking a 14-15 game swing since the All-Star break. I think he deserves a little bit more credit here. So I know a lot of people don't like to give, you know, the manager of the Houston Astros or the Houston Astros any love after, you know, the last decade or so, but you know, the inevitable Astros are back. So I think you have to give him at least some credit. I think he should be at least in the top 5 in odds. And I would personally push Cora and Baldelli down, because if Baldelli, you favored the Twins this year, and
right,
they're only in third place, and Boston's impressive, but you know, they're still in third place as well. So, you know, I think the Astros and Espada should be a little higher.
See, I'm going to push back a little bit on this. Baldelli, I think he was in third place last year. They're in third place this year. It's not a manager of the year kind of thing here. For Espada, they were in the ALCS last year. They were in the ALCS year before that. Actually, no, they won the World Series. And so it's not like, yes, he's a new manager. It's not like he turned around a 100 loss team like the Royals did. They started off poorly, yes, and he righted the ship. I just don't know how much credit you can give him for convincing a team that is very, very good at remembering how to be very, very good. Like, I think he's right to be on the board. I don't think he's top 4 simply because it's a really, really good team that he just got them to remember how to be good. But I do agree that Alex Cora deserves credit simply because what were the expectations we had for the Red Sox this year?
Good point.
Nothing. They were in last place in the East last year. Now, it wasn't awful, right? It was just a couple games below 500, but they were in last place, and they have made a legitimate push for the playoffs. I don't think they're going to catch the Twins at this point, but it's easier for me. For me, it's more impressive if you take a bad team and you make them good than it is to take a good team that starts bad and make them good. And I think that's why Corey gets more credit than Espada. That's also my argument. It's a little bit different, but for Brian Snitker, is you took a good team who had terrible injuries to where your lineup is not that good right now. You have 3 guys who were DFA'd, and you got them to still be good despite all those injuries. It's a little bit different, but it's one of those, do you feel like that team outperformed what they did last year and the lineup that they have? And I feel like the Royals absolutely outproduced the lineup and what they did last year. The Guardians, they were 10 games below 500, but they weren't a bad team. They just were a flawed team. You know, Espada, the Astros were good. They just started poorly. And so I agree he should be on the board. I don't think Aaron Boone should be on the board. I don't think Aaron Boone gets much credit for this at all.
No.
Aaron Boone's on the board because he's manager of the Yankees and they want money from Yankees fans. That's why he's on the board.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the Dave Roberts situation with Aaron Boone. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think a spot deserves to be on there, but maybe not as high as you think he should be. End of the day, who do we think are the actual winners of these awards?
Matt Cotaro for me. And it's not because he's an Old Dominion alumni, although I'm going to be ecstatic when he does win it. And finally, yep. We'll get that. So that's really cool. But yeah, give me that for the American League. I think that this one's a lot closer, though. I think it could be either him or Vogt. And I think, and I wouldn't be upset with either one. Yeah. I think both could deserve the award. For the National League award, though, I think Pat Murphy runs away with it. And I think we see him as the unanimous pick.
Yeah. Same thing. I think Quatro deserves to win it in the American League. Like you said, if Steven Vogt gets it, I'm not going to be incredibly sad. Had a chance to briefly meet him at the winter meetings last year. You know, newly hired, super nice guy, former Brave. He played for the Braves for a little while. Either man in the American League, if they win, it's fine, but I do want Quatro to win. National League, we're in agreement. Murphy's going to take it unless the Brewers slow down a little bit and the Padres win the division. And if Padres win the division, Mike Schilt will get it and he'll deserve it. So that's kind of the flip side there. Another fantastic happy hour episode of First Pitch. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, recapping all of Tuesday night's action. You can catch some of the previews of that on our show from this morning. In the meantime, if you're on audio, leave us a 5-star review. Really does mean a ton. Helps folks find the show. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment down below. Subscribe to the channel. Click the notification bell so you know when we drop new episodes. Until tomorrow morning, this has been First Pitch.